Neil, you finally made it. Your team talk worked. First time in Europe for FC United of Manchester. First time you as a manager in a European competition. We've been away a lot beforehand in pre-season friendlies and so forth. But this must make you very, very proud and very, very happy with the performance.
Quite emotional, to be honest, Swampy, and very proud. I'm going to say this is by far the best occasion of my career, football managing. What I've just witnessed tonight, of two sets of fan football fans singing the way they've sang, seeing the flares going off, seeing, you know, both cultures come together. You know, the football's a footballer and it's great, but what I've seen tonight and witnessed, I've just got to say thank you to everyone who's had the time to put this together, because it's a wonderful, wonderful occasion. And, you know, you look at the game was great. I was really pleased with the game and the game and the result, but I had no idea what I was coming into tonight. No idea. And what I'm witnessing and what I'm hearing behind me, I've still got no idea. It was incredible.
Well, in fairness, we didn't have any idea whether you're going to make it tonight, but you finally arrived. And as you say, it's a game where it was important that, you know, the players perform well. It was a game where, obviously, with the FA Trophy on Saturday, you want them to play well. Not showboat once we got our noses well in front. Just keep their style of play, everything. And you got that in all of them, didn't you, tonight? You've got to be very proud of the way they all played.
We put a really strong side out tonight. And, you know, there is always one eye on when you've played Witten. He got the trophy this Saturday. But I'm sure teams in the Premier League, if they're playing in Europe, you know, they play one Saturday and then they play Europe and they might have an FA Cup game on Saturday. And lads are conditioned to do that. And, you know, I'm delighted with the lads' performance tonight. The back three did well. We changed our formation. We went with two up front. First time Brad got hat-trick and Burns got one at the end. But it gives us another you know, impetus now, another idea. When we've got forwards in the club, great to see Wanaka coming back tonight. So, you know, we've got a great squad now. We've got people back at home that haven't travelled that should be fresh for Saturday. It's up to me to kind of bring the change and rotate. But every game that we go into, you know, we want to win. And like you said, it's a long time in football, 1 week, isn't it? A week ago, I didn't know where the win was coming from. Now we've just had back-to-back wins, and what we've experienced tonight is nothing short of incredible.
Well, the thing is also is, you know, if you weren't here tonight and FC weren't here tonight, you'd be in a training session. Training sessions, as I was saying to the guys on the radio, where you train as much as you can, but you don't put them challenges in the same way. You can't be as competitive in the same way. So that is a very, very good training session for FC United tonight.
Yeah, and credit, you know, to them as well. You know, they left the foot in when they had to do. They tried to move it. I was glad they scored because it just raised the atmosphere, and that's what it was about. And, you know, I was really happy. The keeper made a great save and the whole stadium clapped. It was good. But we did, you know, we I've got a great set of lads in there. They were down and out, you know, a couple of weeks ago. But they're right back at it now. You know, like I said, back-to-back wins. We train hard. We play hard. You know, and hopefully these last two games will give us real confidence going into the game against Runcorn, who, you know, won't be happy. They lost last night 4-0 at home. They're going to want to, you know, get one over us on Saturday. But what we're going to do now, Swan, because we don't have much time to do that, we're certainly not going to take our foot off the gas, but we're going to have a, you know, a couple of drinks tonight and celebrate. And the lads deserve that because they work so hard. And I'm going to make sure, you know, got a little bit of kitty from the FA Cup money with me, Doncaster. I'm going to look after the lads tonight. And, you know, I don't want people thinking to take the foot off because we're training Friday night for the game Saturday. I want to put that out there that we're not here definitely on the jolly, but they're going to get rewarded tonight a little bit. And we'll train Friday and then we'll play Saturday.
Well, listen, the players themselves must be very, very much in awe, a lot of them. A lot of young kids there in that team tonight, in awe. I mean, have you had a chance to talk to them and what they personally thought of coming out and actually being part and parcel of this?
We were just down there with the fans then, and people like Sam Burns and Brad Holmes and even young Jack, they couldn't believe it. They still can't, you know, and he stood in front of Blackburn Rovers fans towards the end for maybe a minute after the game, and they can't believe it. And this is, now I wasn't here when it was formed. I only read from afar and I saw it, and, you know, I've heard the stories in Europe. People giving up the hard-earned money after COVID as well to come into Europe to support the football club and see that tonight. And then you can still hear them behind me. It's spine-tingling for me. And I want many more nights like this. And I want to, you know, for me, I'll just keep working hard and trying the best for the football club. And I know them lads will do in there. And we will hopefully have repaid the loyalty that the fans have shown us. I've had a good time tonight. And hopefully we can go and rub shoulders with them now and have a drink together. Hope everyone's enjoyed it at home. Thanks for listening. And all my little lads watching tonight, it was good to see they couldn't be here. So, you know, say hello to Jack and Molly, and we'll see everyone on Saturday.